This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kleindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight and without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for Energy Secretary. The fossil fuel exec has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News. For the first time in nearly a month because of the fires, the Pacific Coast Highway in Los Angeles reopened.
But non-residents are being told they should stay away because the PCH is down to one lane in each direction. The speed limit is 25 miles an hour and there's no stopping and taking pictures allowed. And still, to get into Pacific Palisades, it is residents only to prevent gawkers and looters.
ABC's Alex Stone. Death with dignity? Illinois and Tennessee lawmakers join 19 other states in the debate.
With Roe v. Wade off the books, abortion rights opponents like attorney and lobbyist Will Brewer have shifted their efforts to physician-assisted dying proposals, like the one in Tennessee.
We keep people from committing suicide when they're healthy. Why are we going to aid somebody in suicide in a different scenario?
10 states do allow the practice. In California, more than 3,300 terminally ill patients took their own lives with the help of a physician between 2016 and 2022. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out and turned the ball over, and they got a three-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brittany Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight as lows drop to the upper single digits, wind chills around 0 to 5 below, thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Plenty of clouds Tuesday, highs in the upper teens to lower 20s, a wintry mix Wednesday. Right now it's 28.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media and WGBW rock star Nikki Zirjev and treasure hunter Bill Blackwell. With a name like Blackwell, you have to be a treasure hunter. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
For more information, visit thyroidawareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, also used to fill in for me on this program all the time when I was in D.C. Alex, welcome back to the program. SocialSecurityWorks.org, StrengthenSocialSecurity.org, by the way, and on Blue Sky, A-Law 202 and SocialSecurityWorks.org. Alex, you testified before the before Congress. What was it, last week?
Last week, yep.
Tell us about it.
So I went in front of the Senate Aging Committee, which is now run by Senator Rick Scott from Florida, famous for putting forward a plan to end Social Security.
Wait a minute. Rick Scott used to be the CEO of a giant hospital company that was convicted of the largest Medicare fraud in the history of the United States, and he's now in charge of old people?
That is, that's the world we live in, Tom. And I will say that's not even in the top 10 worst things in Washington, D.C. right now. Sure. But I did have an opportunity to bring our voices directly to this committee. They were pretending, Tom, that they wanted to deal with inflation and rising costs to help seniors. And I was brought on as a witness by Senator Gillibrand, who is the ranking member, the highest ranking Democrat on the committee. So Rick Scott got three witnesses, Senator Gillibrand got one. And my job was to just sit there and say, stealing our health care is not going to lower costs. Stealing our SNAP, our Meals on Wheels, is not going to lower costs. In fact, it's just going to push people into hunger, poverty, sickness, and death. And nobody voted for that. And I do think that I delivered that message in a way that did get some of the Senate Republicans to actually be on their heels a bit, because they know that they're lying, Tom, as you know. You know, they go out there and they know what they're saying isn't true. They know that ending SNAP isn't about lowering costs. It's about paying for a giant tax handout to billionaires. But they expect everyone to play along with them in this make-believe, this Washington, D.C. fiction that we don't know what the Republicans are going to do. Of course we know what they're going to do. They tell us what they're going to do. They're doing it right now. A billionaire has taken control. The richest man in the history of the world has taken control of the U.S. Treasury and is unilaterally ending payments to his enemies. He makes it up. He does what he wants. I guess he believes, like the Sun King, the law is him. That's what the Republicans are doing. We don't have to wonder. So just to be clear, that puts Elon Musk in charge of whether you, me, and everyone else gets their Social Security payments, gets their Medicare turned off, gets their Medicaid turned off. He can personally attack any person now, and he has the data. The damage is done. The toothpaste can't be put back in the tube, but we are going to fight back. We are demanding that every senator, Democratic and Republican, do everything they can to stop this authoritarian, hostile takeover. And what that means is the most obvious one for Democrats: deny unanimous consent, blanket oppose every single nomination coming before the Senate right now, drag out everything and force them to eat up all their time defending this hostile takeover by the billionaires of the United States.
FYI, Brian Schatz, the Democratic senator from Hawaii, just announced that he's going to do just that. He's going to put a hold on all of Trump's nominees.
And that's exactly what we need. We need senators to stand up. Senator Schatz, who is a stalwart warrior for the people, has always been pushing, stands on the side of the people in all of these fights. You know, he's saying what Elon Musk is doing in trying to unilaterally close USAID, which is the department that pushes American soft power around the world. This is a diplomacy. This is food aid, but it's much more than that. Health, education, and it is actually aimed at increasing America's power, right? Like, right. That's a misconception.
Russia and China have both spent billions of dollars trying to destroy USAID or discredit it.
Because they know it's effective, right? This is
how we get friends around the world.
Exactly. This is that win the hearts and minds thing. So this is absolutely a unilateral disarmament. It's taking a weapon out of America's arsenal that is effectively used to advance U.S. interests. So, you know, do we want a billionaire who is absolutely wed to the governments in China, has personal phone calls with Vladimir Putin? This is the dude who we want to just let shut down parts of our government and just declare them enemies. So what Senator Schatz is doing is absolutely right. And we need every Democratic senator to stop pretending like this is business as usual. This has never happened before, Tom.
Yeah, I get it.
You know history better than anyone. Has this ever happened before?
Well, it happened in the Old South. I mean, you know, the Confederacy turned into a fascist outfit and then declared war on America. But that's it. And you know, in North America, you note that Republican proposals, the Republicans have proposed cutting $2.3 trillion out of Medicaid. Give us the details here.
The details are, you know, like many Republican proposals, it's really simple. If you cut what they say on paper, right, this is not like we don't know. They write it down. It's their menu of options. If you cut $2.3 trillion from Medicaid, Medicaid ceases to exist. It does not exist anymore. And that means that the largest provider of long-term care in this country, the only provider of long-term care for the majority of Americans, goes away. So then families are forced to bear somehow the average cost of long-term care, $100,000 a year, right? It's impossible. Yeah. So what it does is it pushes Americans into poverty, sickness, and death. It turns nursing homes, which have already been turned into, you know, a nightmare situations by private equity across this country, turns them into death traps. Right. There's no more Medicaid funding. The whole system collapses. And that's just the long term care portion. Medicaid primarily takes care of children and seniors, people with disabilities. The idea that somehow you can, and this is what they keep saying, this will put people back to work. You know, who? The child? What are you sending them to the mines? The 89-year-old who relies on Meals on Wheels for the hot meal they might get that week, the only human interaction that they get, that person is supposed to
just
get
Alex,
a job.
Alex, if they cut $2.3 trillion out of the federal budget by eliminating Medicaid or gutting Medicaid, then that's $2.3 trillion that they can give in tax breaks to billionaires without affecting the
way down in my soul.
That is the
so this is their strategy, is it not?
It is. Media for the sane among us, at least those among us who embrace democracy. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country can claim closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, crimey.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Ella Wenson with the Bear Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. And sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of like why I love Friday.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being your dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple,
it's
and Google
Roundup.
Podcasts.
Phil and
Hank
in the
mornings
every weekday morning
and
at 7:20. Your
it's
go-to
easy to
for
listen
the roundup of all things
local
fun
radio station
and
anytime.
Useless
download
knowledge.
The Civic
Tune
Media
in and
app
start
from
your
the
day
Apple
with
or
a smile.
Play Store. Then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyouonlinetoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You.
Don't want to ruin what you had in mind.
it's a war. And
you ride shotgun with me, nothing else comes close. Talk about babies, throwing a house on a piece of land. But no one beats a bad boy, you and me, hand in hand. This girl likes sports. I think that's easy to see. The only thing that I like more is you riding with me. Talk about falling in love. We'll raise it up 6 inches. Grown kids on a 4x4. You're all mine and I'm all yours.
Mexico. And he said, okay, we'll do that. Now, by the way, she also sent troops to the border when Joe Biden was president. Same number of troops.
Joe Biden didn't need to shut down the economy and threaten terrorists in the
All he had to do was ask nicely.
Captured in the moonlight.
Here we go.
You gave what you answered.
Was just a piece.
But my lips said otherwise, and to my heart's surprise,
that moment of total bliss
was more than just a kiss, because just a kiss can make my heart ache, just a kiss can make me fall. Just a kiss can make my whole world shake. Your kiss did it all. I don't pretend to know love's mysteries, but baby, I know it. When you touched your lips to mine, it was more than just a kiss.
This is called folding.
I heard my walls come down.
There was no
resist. It was more than just a kiss, because just a kiss can make my heart ache. Just a kiss can make me fall. Just a kiss can make my whole world shake. Your kiss did it. I don't pretend to know love's mysteries, but baby, I know they did. When you touched your lips to mine, it was more than just a kiss. It was a flood, it was a fire.
Number 800-884-9018 800-884-9018
I got my game on.
9018.
News from the center, WRCE.
Steaming up the place.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter to call the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kanindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight, without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for Energy Secretary. The fossil fuel exec has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, but you're not making your way into your life. Absolute artist, former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Flames, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped the code, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hit nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. Girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
News of the Grizzlies by Al Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of the last five games. The Bucks had the lead, let it slip away. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead. I had the ball on the side out and turned the ball over. And we got a big. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College group, Marquette losing at home over the weekend.
I got my game on.
The Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight as lows drop to the upper single digits. Wind chills around 0 to 5 below thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Plenty of clouds Tuesday. Highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. Wintry mix Wednesday. Right now it's 28. Don't you know?
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our old friend Luke Mathers.
he's annoyed his finance. And what's worse?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Daddy smokes cigarettes, whiskey, keeps his whistle. And funny the things you thought you'd never miss. The world going crazy as me.
Help your money back. Let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, and fieldofgreens.com. 20% off. That's code Tom, T-H-O-M, and fieldofgreens.com. To get your 20% discount, just use that code Tom at fieldofgreens.com.
Oh, I miss you.
Secretary, and he's making sweeping changes.
Meanwhile, back tomorrow's for sale signs going up, and I'm gonna dump this truck in the little lot got on a loan home in the pre-drill lot. The summer on the stove and beer in the fridge, going for broke, yeah, we're gonna be rich. Watch the sun setting on the ridge, baby, tell me what you think about it.
NBC, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, y'all are gone. You can't come and see what we have to say here at the Fence Department. They kicked out NPR. Of course, you know, Trump is suing NBC. He's also suing NPR.
Yeah,
he's
investigating NPR.
Ron Carr, the chairman of the FCC, says he wants to figure out if these guys are illegally running commercials. In other words, he wants to cut off the corporate funding of NPR. They kicked out the New York Times.
That my boss is a boxer son, and it makes for a real long death.
The Washington Post is fine as long as it's
when
owned by a billionaire. The New York Times not owned by a billionaire. Kicked them out.
Facing 40,000 calls,
which is now, I believe, owned by a German company. Oh, that's the hill.
Feeling more than a well-digger
shoe. Not sure, one or the other of them is now owned by a German company.
Knee deep in a mess of blues.
They kicked them out and they replaced them with
but
One American News,
blues just fade,
which is a, you know, right-wing television.
When I hear my baby sing.
They replaced them with Breitbart.
Nothing but a scratch.
They replaced them with the Post.
Bit of Murdoch
and the Huffington Post, which doesn't even have a Pentagon correspondent. Which is probably right.
Your love makes me feel.
That's incredible.
No
matter
what.
This is always step one. Autocrats try to take over a country. Just take over the media. Because you can't do it if the media is against you. So what's on your mind? Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Well, it was written over her face.
She was about to climb the wall.
She has no credibility.
She said, you gotta get me out of this place, cause even Cinderella got to go to the ball. If you multiply hell times three, that's what this day's been like for me. I said, oh, honey, we'll
move
down.
That's
stolen, get you on.
Tens of millions of people in America have died from fentanyl.
A little bit of love.
And in 105,000 people
were
actually the number that died.
That's
in shit. But Republicans are
a
just
monitoring.
They're making stuff up.
Your love makes me
feel.
Was very strange. It said that she's married to a rich guy in his 60s, and she met him on a blind date that was set up by who was the crazy guy from Florida? Matt Gaetz. But Matt Gaetz hooked her up with some old guy who was looking for a young wife. I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I've read it in two different places now, but it's just, it's got me scratching my head. What the hell?
I Googled this from 2003 to 2023. 1.1 million people died in the United States.
Nothing from scratch. A little
bit of
love can't stitch
it. The number was 105,000 people died.
to less than $1,000.
If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments
of
equipment.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know the president's not king.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered.
Tackle
he introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
instruments and accessories.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of it,
striving to
but
make
when.
Your days
don't
easier.
Find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of life. Why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know you're listening.
but I don't know if people called in, CJ. I don't know if you were listening, but one guy called in from one state, I forget which state it was, and said that he had electors who were elected officials in both parties. Another one called in and said that
I can remember us cruising through town in your daddy's car with the top pulled down, looking so.
That would be interesting, but okay.
We came from different sides of the track.
I think I get a kick out of this.
But we still held hands out back of the old school.
They call Pete Hex, if you mentioned him,
we
as being
an alcoholic, they call him together, laughing and having fun.
We swore that we'd
love forever,
Eric and Ivanka,
cause
you know?
That was the way things were done.
Don and Elon Incorporated.
Yeah, well, there's that too. There's that too. Okay, CJ, thank you. Thank you very much. It's nice to meet you.
Okay.
We both made it to our graduation.
Just a little bit. Thanks.
You chose a college, I chose a vocation, driving 18 wheels.
Good morning, Tom.
I became a part of your family. You went and married some guy in your class. He was a baby. Your picture was in all the papers. You made such a lovely bride. They said you were going places. With me, I just went for a ride down by the old school.
I think by creating or going to the bank, getting your hair,
I got married to a sweet young girl. Kept driving for the mine.
Exactly, and dollar bills. But it is your property, right?
Come on, theory. In theory, it's actually
now here we are at the reunion of the class. You asked my wife if we could have one dance for the old time.
That's probably been private or something like that.
We're slow dancing across the old gym floor.
See, I don't think it says that anymore.
You whisper it could be just like before. Call me sometime.
It still says that, so yeah, there you go.
You ask if I understand you. Well, yes, I'm afraid I do. You say everybody does it. But I don't care if they do. I'm probably.
Run by someone that had been in that position for years and years, and Elon Musk approached him and he just resigned?
Well, Elon Musk approached him, he refused to let them in, and so Musk apparently called the president or somebody, and you know, who said, let him in or you're fired, and the guy just said, okay, that's it, I quit.
Yeah, I mean, it's so mom-like.
Oh, it is.
You know, it's
illegal.
It's
illegal. He's accessing, you know, classified information, private information of American citizens, and downloading it on hard drives. I mean, this is so illegal. It's just mind-boggling.
Rocks,
David Allen,
Cole,
Chisholm, Dean,
and
Florida.
Center, WRCE. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Mayer on air.
Dan Schaefer, civic media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th. Riders, so if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the civic media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources telling ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter to call the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk, essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kneindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight, without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for Energy Secretary. The fossil fuel executive has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News. Lawyers for nonprofit groups say they're still having trouble getting already